Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Get it?
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
Oh, and Scythe, did you watch 1 minute of the Grammys?
I did not watch it on TV because I have a phone. So the moment anything happens, your phone will blow up. But it was some good shit, man.
You watched the Jay-Z?
Jay-Z was dope. When I explained how Hove is personally, that was a very close rendition of how Hove is personally and funny and like slick. You know what I mean?
That's very interesting you say this because it was the most personal I've sort of ever seen him at a thing.
Yeah.
Now
his Brooklyn sarcasm mixed with like honorable dude, you know what I mean?
Yes, who's gonna like really try to hold it down for something he believes in.
Yeah, and not straight diss someone else, but like basically you say it's not your fault, it's their fault, but you're the one that gets all the fucking accolades.
And now I have a theory on this situation. I believe that Jay even did this thing because if you remember last year they announced that Dr. Dre would have this award.
Yeah. Dr. Dre got the award last year.
Well, they named it for him.
And then it's like, does he pick the people or is he part of the process?
I'm sure. So now his name is on the award.
Yeah,
my guess is Dre said, we got to do something big. It's the first year. Let's get Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So now Jay-Z, who doesn't really fuck with the Grammys, can't say no. It's right. Dre.
It's Dre. Andre Young.
So here comes Jay-Z and his adorable, what is she, like 13 or 14-year-old daughter?
She Blue can't Eye. Be that old, man.
No, bro. Celebrities' kids get older faster than regular kids.
It's like they're like TV show kids. Like, no, you know, they're a baby 1 year and they're 4 years old the next season.
No, I swear to you. It's crazy. All right,
I remember talking to Hove about when I first had my daughter. And I said something to him like, wow, it's really different when you have kids. And I feel like I was talking to him like he just had a kid maybe 2 years before.
Well, he probably did. He probably had like Sir. Because I'll tell you this. Do you remember the famous day Jay-Z called and sunned me?
Yeah.
Blue was on his like chest like.
Yes.
I heard Blue on the phone year was being that? A baby. That's like 13.
12, 13. So if it's 13, she's only.
So she's 12. That could mean she's 12. Maybe she was a year and a half old then, year old. Now it's 24. So she's.
I thought it was born in 15, early 15.
So this girl. By the way, I think I can figure this out. Blue Ivy. She has a Wikipedia page in case you didn't know. She was born in 2012.
Google is boring. Boring.
January 7th, 2012, which means she just turned 12 years old.
Boring.
No, she looks.
That's my son.
She's so poised looking at for 12 years old.
What is
her Anyways, life? Here we go. Let's hear a little bit. Here we go.
Who did that? Who looped that?
Them using Where I'm From at the Grammys.
But a loop. It never went into the verse.
Yeah.
This guy's having a moment. Trevor Noah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I usually say it's a sippy cup for Blue. But Blue's grown up now. She doesn't take sippy cups. And she has her own Grammys.
What does that mean?
That means Blue has Grammys with Beyonce.
She does?
She was on a Beyonce song. Yes.
She was on a Beyonce song that won a Grammy.
Yes.
Wow.
Believe so. Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, thanks to Dr. Trey. He said he's in the house. He's somewhere. Oh, there he is. Andre Young, thank you, sir. All the doors that you opened, you know, showed us that we can be rock stars. Seeing you on the Rolling Stone. Obviously, there's Run DMC.
Great Jay-Z move right there.
Yeah.
That's classic Hove, not going to ever talk about someone being a rock star in hip hop without saying shouts to Run DMC.
It also feels like he was saying something about the Rolling Stone cover. Run DMC have that cover before? Like, is Dre one of the early ones that had the cover?
It's interesting.
With the Levis and Aerosmith, when you came out west, you took it to a whole new level. Put us on covers, Rolling Stone, put us around the world, you and Snoop, all that y'all did, all the records y'all broke. So thank you for this.
Pause it.
On it.
I have been haunted by this. This is irrelevant. I'm sorry. Welcome to One Ep. I've been haunted with the fact that hip-hop people, black people, always touch their nose when doing interviews or giving speeches.
What?
I swear to God. What? Now I tell you this, you'll see it all the time.
I touch my nose too, though.
Black people, interviews, hip-hop people, interviews or late-night shows or speeches like this always touch their
and
nose.
And white people don't? And non-hip-hop
white,
people don't?
White people don't. That I've noticed. Unless I just watch a lot more hip-hop interviews. Where he just did it. When he said
it. Hove or Dre?
Hove. Hove. Go back just a little.
All these y'all did, all the records y'all broke. Yep. So thank you for this.
Always.
Honored to accept it. Honored to accept it. And thank you to the Black Music Collective for all the work that you guys do.
Now, at this moment, the only thing that crossed my mind was I can tell he didn't write anything down and he's just going.
But he knew. It's not like it was a category where anyone else could have won.
No, he knew.
Yeah, so why did he just wanted to freestyle?
Well, that's what's interesting. No, he clearly knows where he's going to go. He clearly planned it. Classic. It's classic Hove when you think about it, because he clearly knows that he's going somewhere. All right, here's Jay-Z. Here we go.
Scholarship for young creatives. And hopefully, you know, I'm adding to, you know, what you guys are doing out here.
Yeah, so at this point,
what's the Black Music Collective? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's an organization. And at this point, I'm like, he's just freestyling. At no part of me thinks he's about to go into like a planned thing. By the way, Saif, can you believe how much Blue looks like Beyonce and Jay-Z's kid?
Also, she's mad tall. I mean, she must be wearing heels, but Jay's tall. But you know what's funny though? And
looks,
this is
but yo, she looks just her eyes, she looks just like Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce, yeah.
So
but
crazy.
The funny thing is, I always have this thing about how Brooklyn Jay-Z is, no matter what happens. And there's something he said in that, what he just said right there. He goes, what y'all doing out here? Right? I know the Grammys are in LA. I know he lives in LA. So, but he talks about it like, even though he lives in LA, he still talks about it like he's visiting.
Correct.
What y'all doing out here? You live here. You're part of the organization.
You're here. You're here. No, but in his mind, yeah, he's here now.
In his mind, he's still visiting.
And by the way, in the grand scheme of things, it may prove that that is the case. But yeah, that is funny.
No, I'm just saying Brooklyn people just can't leave.
No, they don't.
They just can't leave Brooklyn.
Here we go.
Obviously, it's great to have an award for such an icon. How far we've come with Will Smith and him, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Correction again.
Correction to himself.
Hip hop correction again.
I'm not going to allow myself to just say Will Smith in them.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
by the way, would have been crazy. So
and the group is Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince.
Big correction. I love that. Jeff must have popped for that. He must have loved that.
Winning a first Grammy in 89. And boy,
that was wrong. Wasn't that 87?
I don't remember.
Pretty sure he's the DJ, I'm the rapper. It was 88. That's my guess. He's the DJ.
Oh, but they released in 88. They probably won in it.
Oh, here we go again. Yeah, yeah. January 1st, 88.
Is what? The release?
The release date of the album.
The Grammys. It's the next year.
You're right. So it wasn't until the Grammys in February 89.
Yep. This is like what we're going to talk about on Patreon about
with the years.
The era, the 90s parties.
We're having 89. If you're not a Patreon member on Patreon this week, we're going to have our friend Starting From Scratch on to have a nerdy conversation about what constitutes a 90s party.
And what can
big
you play?
DJ Nerd Talk.
Yeah, Nerd Talk.
Boycotting because it wasn't televised. And then they went to like a hotel and watched the Grammys. I didn't even understand what the... wasn't a great boycott.
There's Mark Ronson and his mother-in-law laughing. You see Mark?
Yeah, I see Mark. Who's his mother-in-law?
That's Meryl Streep, Sife.
Meryl Streep is his mother-in-law?
That's Meryl Streep.
Hold on, what?
That's Meryl Streep. That's his mother-in-law.
Talking about a 90s party. Who's his wife?
Sife, it's Meryl Streep's daughter.
Yeah, but who... Is she there? Is that her in the picture?
Yes, that's there. And you can see that she looks like the one who looks like Meryl Streep, who's standing next to Mark Ronson.
With the black yes. dress? Holy shit, I didn't know that.
But then
he's like Pete Davidson, this guy.
Not at all.
I took a page out of their book. I was nominated for Best Rap Album.
Touch his nose.
And DMX had dropped two albums that year. They both were number one. Shout out to DMX. And he wasn't nominated at all.
Hey, go back. So did Blue just point to the sky for DMX?
Let's see.
DMX had dropped two albums that year. They both were number one. Shout out to DMX. And he wasn't nominated at all.
She pointed to the sky.
She was just wiping her face.
Because that motherfucker's in hell for sure.
No, what the fuck?
This dog in hell is hot.
That doesn't mean he went there.
He loved it.
Hey, X, you know, we were actually going to put you in heaven. Because you are such a great guy, and everyone knows that.
Nah.
But you've done your share of dirt out here. Let's just be honest.
We all have.
We all have. But also, been meaning to talk to you about this. You loved hell. You seem very into it. So we just.
He also was very religious. We can't. He's probably up there.
We just thought that maybe you'd want to go, and he was probably. I don't know. I'm not. Immediately was like, I'm not going to hell. You must be fucking crazy. Please don't curse at us. We are the ones who decide where you go. No, it's a bullshit. This is fucking bullshit. Well, hold on. Well, if you want to start getting into it specifically, then X, let's talk about it. I have a question for you. How many puppies did you adopt over your lifetime, DMX? I'm mad fucking dogs. I don't know. 38 dogs. How many of those dogs spent their life with you, Mr. X? I took care of all my dogs. Two of the 38 stayed your dog. What happened to the other 36 fucking dogs, Mr.
And before
X?
You answer, we know the answer.
Yeah. But I don't want to get into this whole thing. We're happy to take you upstairs if that's what you prefer. Just calm down and don't smoke any weed. I'm gonna put my shit out then. No Black and Milds either. Oh, here we go.
Got it. And I watched the Grammys. I'm just.
So, by the way, full circle joke telling there. He does the Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince bad boycott, and then he says that he did the same bad boycott.
Yeah. Did he win that year? We won. The year he boycotted, did he win? I think he won, right? I
think he won for what, Volume 1?
I don't remember. Oh, because he said DMX didn't even get nominated.
Yeah. Jay-Z, Volume 1 Grammy. Volume 1 came out November 97. So wouldn't that have been... Oh, that would have been the 99 Grammys. What?
Huh. No, if it comes out in that year, it could be, it could make it to the Grammys.
So maybe it's Volume 2. Let's just see. Jay-Z Grammys. You know, it's funny that Jay-Z, by the way, is the most, is tied for the most all-time Grammy nominations. It's crazy.
Nominations.
Yeah, which, by the way, is bizarre. It's dope, and it's also weird. Doesn't it seem a little odd?
That's why I don't put a lot into this Grammy shit, bro. It's all politics.
Like, why?
You know me. I'm a hater. You know me.
You really are a hater. God, Jay-Z's. Let me tell you something. Trying to find something on Jay-Z's.
You should do a podcast about it. Yo, I was telling this girl I met. I have a podcast called WandaEb. You should check it out. And then she goes, "Hey, I'm listening to your podcast," and sends me a screenshot of the Jay-Z one.
No,
I go,
no,
not that one. Not that one. She goes, "I like it. It's good."
Volume 2 won Best Rap Album. So was that one? Volume 2
in 99.
There you go. All right, here we go.
We love y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. We want y'all to get it right. At least get it close to right. And obviously it's subjective.
Who's that?
Y'all don't got to clap at everything. Obviously it's
Okay, stop.
Obviously it's subjective because
when he says we love y'all, he's talking to the Grammy people, right?
Yes.
We love y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. Thank you. And then try to get it right. At least try to get close to get it right. And then Brooklyn asshole joke.
What?
What did he just say?
You don't have to clap at everything I say.
Yeah, you have to clap. That's some Brooklyn asshole shit, man. It's
Brian, y'all are being so nice. I appreciate it, but just shut up. It's not that big a deal. Yeah. Stop.
Oh, it's music and it's opinion based, but you know some things. You know, I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year.
Okay, that's Beyonce.
So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work.
Here's the interesting part. That argument. I'm not saying he's wrong, but that argument doesn't necessarily make him right. In other words, you could have the most Grammy wins of all time and still just the way it ends up, the albums you end up against every year, you never win. That could happen.
Yeah, now, it could happen.
I don't know if I believe that because Taylor Swift just became the first artist ever to win four separate Album of the Year Grammys. Mm-hmm. I find it weird, yes, that Beyonce would have never won one does seem weird.
Yeah,
but it would be interesting to go look at who she was up against every year because there is a world in which you always end up against someone brutal who dropped a masterpiece that year.
Yeah, but she's a brutal masterpiece maker.
I agree.
But it's the way of the way the Grammys, the voting system and who votes and how, you know what I mean? So like, look, Dave Chappelle also won his fifth Grammy last night.
Whenever I think Grammys, I think Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle won his fifth Grammy. It wasn't even for a special. That's what people don't even realize. It was for the speech he made at his old high school, Duke Ellington in D.C.
Yeah, what Grammy is that?
It's under the comedy thing. But it was because he put it out on vinyl, it's eligible for a Grammy.
And he ends up winning those always.
And he wins, but I'm not trying to knock Chappelle. He's one of my best friends in the world. But like he's up against Trevor and Chris Rock. When people see his name, do they just check it? It wasn't even a special,
right? He was up against specials.
Yes.
Oh, that is weird.
It's why Damian Marley always wins. But I love Chappelle and I love Damian Marley. But I'm just saying the people that vote. If you're a fucking classical musician, but you're in the academy and you vote, do you check the most popular person you know or recognize?
Right.
I don't know.
Who beat Lemonade? Adele. 25 by Adele beat Lemonade.
Which album is that for Adele? Probably her second?
Yeah, it was a big one. I think it was Hello.
Second or maybe third album. But like, I think people are so used to Beyonce by now. And they probably think she already won.
She's lost. Each time she's been nominated, she's lost to Taylor Swift, then Adele, then Harry Styles.
We know what's going on here.
That is interesting, though, that it's like three white.
Not white. Wah.
Three wah pop stars.
Wah.
All right, let's go back to Jay. Here he goes.
Think about that. The most Grammys, never won album of the year. That doesn't work. You know, some of you going to go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Okay, some of you made it, Rob.
So when he says that joke, and they laugh pretty hard, some of you may get robbed. Is that a double joke of some of you may actually get robbed and some of you may be robbed of a Grammy?
Being a Jay-Z fan, enough where we try to do a whole podcast about him.
Well, I feel
that's a double entendre.
Right.
Me too. Out here in LA, you all think it's sweet. It's not sweet out here. You might get robbed outside.
Right.
But also, did something happen early in the night where someone got robbed?
Perhaps. I mean,
because
someone's always going to feel they got robbed.
Was Killer Mike before this?
Yes, and Travis Scott posted a little sad emoji because he didn't win again.
Right. I mean,
which by the way, Travis.
We got to get into that. No, we got to get into that too, because that Travis album is fucking amazing. And
it's not better than Michael, bro.
No, not
as a rap album.
Yeah, but what about the other things?
Well, I think other things. I don't know. I don't know what all of Travis' noms were.
I hate when you win song and performance. Like, what the fuck is the difference?
I know. I can tell you the difference. Anytime it says song, it's songwriting.
Right. So sometimes it's not. Sometimes, like with big pop songs, the artist who sings it didn't write it.
Yeah. Or like, I'm not giving Travis, for example, a song award because the songwriting itself is rarely spectacular.
I disagree.
Songwriting, like words.
But what makes it's like when comedies never win an Oscar. What if it's great? It's great because it's not the typical beautiful songwriting style of whatever, whoever writes Adele songs. Like I knock Travis music,
but you're knock not, it. But not for the lyrics.
So song is only lyrics.
Song's about songwriting. Now you can get into a conversation.
But music is songwriting too.
But I think they mean actual lyric songwriting when they say song of the year. I think
they got robbed.
But you would take the Travis Utopia album over Michael?
Not the
or
album.
The songwriting?
Not the album.
You got it right this year. Michael was the best rap album this year.
Yes. Oh, let's finish Jay-Z. Then we'll get into it.
Some of you don't belong in the category.
Now, what does that mean?
No, that was it. No, when I get nervous, I tell the truth.
Hilarious.
But outside of that.
So I don't know who some of y'all don't belong in the category.
There's some shots in there that we don't know.
Correct. Some of y'all don't belong in the category is specific, and we don't know what category he's talking about.
Because he's bringing up, is he dissing Taylor?
No, I don't think that's Taylor, because she's just in pop categories.
Not that part. The part before where he's like, some of y'all got to get robbed. Like, is he talking to say Beyonce got robbed?
No, Beyonce wasn't even up this year.
Oh, but Taylor won.
Yes, but she wasn't. Beyonce wasn't literally up for anything this year.
Oh, I see.
It was Taylor. It was Miley. It was Billie Eilish for the Barbie song, not even her album. He could be referring to the rap category there.
Yeah. So who was that?
That's what's interesting. Who was?
That's Killer Mike. I think Drake and 21 Savage. Travis. Rap
Grammy.
Drake and 21.
Drake and 21 have their share. And Drake has his whole deal with the Grammys that he's weird about, which I think that's more that he doesn't like the idea of losing. So he'd rather shit on the whole thing. That's kind of how I am I wrong? I'm wrong? I don't know.
I mean, bro, he wins in so much shit. Why doesn't he win this? It's got to be a fucking mind fuck. He mastered every other category, every other angle of being one of the craziest performers, longevity beyond belief, and doesn't win Grammys. It's something's up, bro. Something's up.
But he's won some Grammys.
Yeah, but it feels weird. So yeah, what is it? Drake at 21.
Let's see. R&B, rap, and spoken word poetry, by the way. Okay, best rap performance. Baby Keem and Kendrick, by the way. Kendrick just has the cheat code to the Grammys. So Baby Keem, every year that Kendrick is not up for something, he has a song out with Baby Keem and it gets nominated. Like Baby Keem, God bless him, is not even like a thing yet.
No.
And it's nominated again. So Baby Keem and Kendrick, Hillbillies. Rich Flex, Drake and 21. Scientists and Engineers, Killer Mike. And Players, Coi Leray. And Killer Mike won.
Yeah, for sure.
I know Players isn't a well-written song. I love Rich Flex by Drake and 21, but they don't say anything. Best melodic rap.
What the fuck is that?
It's like,
how does Drake now? That's what Drake's upset about. How does he not win that?
He was up again. This is what used to be called rap sung collaboration, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
This is Burna Boy and 21 for Sitting on Top of the World. Attention, Doja Cat. No. Spin Bout You, Drake and 21. Low by SZA and All My Life, which won Dirk and J. Cole. That's the right one, though. Best rap song.
I hate this game.
Well, by the way, we're supposed to be paying attention to what could he be talking shit about, by the way.
Yeah.
Best rap song. That has Doja Cat. That has Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice. That has Lil Uzi Vert, Just Wanna Rock, which has no rapping in it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No rapping in it. It has Rich Flex. And then it has Scientists and Engineers, which won again, Killer Mike.
Yeah. It's a sweep. It's a sweep.
Rap album. It was so cool.
Wait, what's in there that could be stole? Who got jacked there or jerked?
No, well, he said, I'm thinking more of the, who would have gotten robbed? I don't know. But
you don't belong in the category.
That Lil Uzi Vert, though, is crazy.
Yeah, Lil Uzi Vert doesn't belong in that category. No, neither does Player Coi Leray.
That was the one before, yeah. I mean, what about Barbie World? Does Barbie World belong in Best Rap Song?
No.
Album. Drake and 21, Killer Mike, which won, Metro Boomin, King's Disease 3, and Travis Scott, Utopia.
Metro Boomin doesn't even have a chance, which is a good album. But
I didn't listen to it.
But there's no, when you do a compilation album and you're like, the star of the album, but you're like an unknown star. You know what I mean? Like, you're the producer. We all know how dope you are, Metro Boomin, but the people don't know.
Well, and also, it's not like that album was a monster success everyone was talking about.
Right.
Like, it would have been very.
And then Nas, again,
Nas wasn't winning for the third one.
Good albums. Drake and 21 feels, it's like, it's almost, it feels like marketing to me. They do great, incredible marketing with the way he collabs with people, but is it Grammy worthy? Like, that was a no-brainer. That one is Michael all day. Yeah, except for Travis. Travis is, I listen to Travis' album more than Killer Mike.
Well, it's an easier listen.
I listen to Travis more than Killer Mike, and Killer Mike is a good friend of mine, and it's an incredible album.
Yeah, but that's a heavier listen than throwing on Utopia.
When I'm driving down the West Side Highway with some bad bitches, getting my dick sucked, it's that Travis. You know what I mean?
Wait. By the way, this isn't the Travis album I've listened to the most, so it's not my favorite one.
I don't like it the most. The first one I like the most, but I like this one a lot. A lot. And I like really listen to that Travis album.
All right,
let's hear rotation.
Let's let Jay finish. He's almost at the end here. Here we go.
You know, we got to keep showing up. And forget the Grammys for a second. Just in life, as my daughter sits and stares at me nervous as I am. Just in life, you got to keep showing up. Just keep showing up. Forget the Grammys. You got to keep showing up. until they give you all those accolades you feel you deserve, until they call you chairman, until they call you a genius, until they call you the greatest of all time. You feel me? Thank you.
Yeah, OG Juan, man. OG Juan, always right there. Always. Tuxed up. Tuxed
That's
up.
OG Juan. He's OG Juan.
They used to battle for Cristal in the clubs, bro. Look at them now. Yo, OG Juan and Jay-Z, they used to fucking... It got into like... You know like the conflict between Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
They used to do shit, bro. They used to go to the club. Let's say they were going to a club at, you know, 1 a.m., somebody from their camp would go to the club at 3 p.m. and buy all the Cristal so they couldn't buy some later. And then they would give them a bottle. They used to do some wild shit, bro. Drug dealers be crazy.
Yo, you know how drug dealers be sometimes?
Drug dealers be crazy.
Hold on. Now, on the complete flip side of Jay-Z having that moment last night, Natalie and I on our drive home from D.C. yesterday, she wanted me to listen. Because she loves Blueprint too. She knows how I feel. She asked me and I obliged to listen to the entire Blueprint too.
Okay.
Now, you know, this is one of my old hip hop jokes that I've been making for years. Like I always decided I hated Blueprint too. And I was like, it's not the gift and the curse. It's just a curse. Like I was a cock about it for sure.
That's the name of the album, A Gift and a Curse?
Like yeah.
The subtitle?
Yeah, yeah, the gift of the curse. There's no gift here. It's all curse.
No, no.
And it's not true. I'm here to report. It is not true. Here's what's not, in my opinion, here's what's not good about it and why I hated on it at the time when I was more likely to hate on stuff. The sequencing is weird. It just feels like a collection of songs. It's just like,
I agree.
Blow, here are songs.
Yeah, I agree.
And then, like most double albums, when it gets like to the second disc, there are just a lot of joints that you're like, this could have been a really good single album. It just did not.
They made a single album version.
And they made a single album. I gotta go through the single album.
It's like version. Blueprint 2.0.
Oh, that's 2.0. Which, yeah. By the way, that speaks even more to the fact that the original sequencing was shit, miss.
Yeah. Because
you could just throw together another version of it.
There's bangers on there, though.
Now, speaking of which. So Natalie knows every fucking word to this album. It was
really?
Like her, it's her first Jay-Z album.
Ah, shit. What's the single from that album?
Oh, the singles are hammers. The singles are Excuse Me, Miss.
Yeah.
Hovey Baby. You Don't Know Part 2 with M.O.P.
That's not a single.
It was a B-side.
Yeah, but what's the singles? Excuse Me, Miss.
Excuse Me, Miss.
Not Dirt Off Your Shoulders.
Oh, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, yeah. That's, okay.
Exactly. It makes sense why it wasn't the album for me at the time. But then there were a couple things in there that I was like, oh, man, I never paid attention. Or I don't even remember hearing this song. Yo, Syph, this song. You talked about Brooklyn assholeness. We have to celebrate this for a moment. I know you got to go. But we got to celebrate this real quick. This shit here is hilarious. Rios. Never have I spent any time with this song. I'm sure some of you guys are going to go, what? You haven't listened to this? The words to this song are so dick and funny. Give a nigga some space. Give an N-word some space. His early ad-lib, Syph, I'm not trying to be rude, dude, but give me some space, okay? Already sarcastic off top.
Why is you over here looking at me? All these girls up in here. What you gay, nigga? Jay straight like Indian hair. Y'all don't want me to spray to send me in here. If you a fan, I consider you fam. Shaking at your hand, but shit, goddamn, all that. Now I'm drawing the blank. You got me feeling like a fish in a fish tank. Just think if you came to a club trying to find a little hump for some one night love. Said you got another nigga all up in your mug. You make me uncomfortable, dog. Go that away. And kill an ice grill, home, cause I keep enough heat to melt that away. I came in some sweats, I came to get met. Trying to find a chick to make it hard for me. The next, we exit stage left. Hop in her Lexus. Treat me like a baby, mouth on her breasts. May I suggest this? It's a lot of long legged chicks and short ass dresses.
Go find you one. Go get your dance on. Go grind on one. Damn. Go find you one. Go get your dance on. Go grind on one.
Quick question. Yo, why you over here?
So many hoes in here. My office hours 9 to 5. Won't you call me there? There's so many hoes in here. Ain't trying to rule, dude. Won't you disappear? There's so many hoes in here. I understand you got issues, but I really don't care. There's so many hoes in here.
Yeah. I know you rapping, your sister spit too. You been calling the office and you can't get through. I understand all that, but now ain't the time. I came to the club to get that off my mind. And all you thugs with your wall story starting to bore me. I ain't trying to hear about your guts and glory. I'm trying to hear big and some cuts from Nori. And you keep talking over the beat like glue. Go find something to do. You're a janitor. Go find something to screw. Disappear like Copperfield. Go Copperfield. Play hide and seek with yourself for real. The chick came dressed up just to get messed up. She got her hair done just to get it sweated up. Shit, I'm trying to help her out. Why don't you help me out and be out? Quick question. Dog, why you over here? There's so many hoes in here.
Yo. My office hours are 9 to 5. You can try me there is...
No, but then the next couple of lines, he's like, you can't get through by second time.
So basically, call me at my office, but you won't get me there either.
Nori shout out's dope.
Yo, that Nori, you think he remembers that?
I forgot about that. Yes, 100%.
He's 100% yes. Well aware.
They both remember it, yes.
They both remember it?
Yes, 100%.
Meaning Hove, it also registers with him like, yo, don't ever forget, I gave you a big fucking shout out.
1,000%. 1,000%.
Trying to listen to some Big and Nori. That's. it was a great moment for Hove.
What's wrong with that song? The beat is dope. The rhymes are dope. Why is that not a hit? Like,
but you wait. So do you think it's you like it?
Yeah.
The beat's cool. The beat, the album has a couple of ones like that that are kind of Timberland throwaways.
It's almost like contrived almost.
Yes.
It's almost, okay, I'll tell you what it is. Louis C.K. told me this one time. He was jerking off in front of me.
Okay.
Louis C.K. said he has some jokes that are off-putting, maybe even offensive, but they're very funny and they get big laughs. So when he first does them, they get big laughs, and then he noticed the laughs started dying down. And what he realized was he was expecting the laugh too much, so he wasn't putting the same oomph into the joke. The way when he first wrote it, he was putting the oomph in it. The oomph is the secret sauce to the joke.
That's a really...
And so that he's so used to getting the laughs from it, he just recites the joke, and it got okay. So he had to like stop doing it for a while and redo it. It's a joke about saying the word retarded. And it was getting big laughs. He's like, in Boston, you're retarded. So when you go into the script version, that's what this sounds like a little bit. Timbaland and Jay-Z have a script that always works.
You know the one on the other one on there that you thought would be a hit but wasn't, that Timbaland did, The Bounce?
I love The Bounce, but yeah.
But it's not, by the way, you know what's bad about The Bounce? I obviously know because I listened to the whole album yesterday. Fucking Kanye's verse. Oh my God. I can't believe Jay was nice enough to let him rap on a song at that point. He was not there yet. He is like so early, not a dope rapper.
Yeah, but bro, when do you pull the trigger?
Right. He wanted to give him a shot.
Look who he became. So Jay and them, they heard something.
Do you like It Was All a Dream? The one featuring Faith and Biggie? The Jay song, It Was All a Dream.
I don't even remember it.
It's the first song on the album.
What Biggie verse is it?
You'll remember it. It's the part when Jay goes, I had this dream I said, about Big I said, and me I said, and me I said. He says it the same way the whole time. And then Biggie's verse is his verse from Juicy. Fucking weird. Then you hear, It Was All a Dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. It's the whole verse. You're like,
I remember, I told you this before. You know what's happening.
He's just looking out for Big.
Feeding them children.
Right.
Feeding.
In Jay-Z prime time, it's just a big song.
Feeding Big's children.
And by the way, it's interesting, man. Can you imagine getting to have a real conversation? This will never happen, so we can just say this. Imagine having a real conversation with Jay about his feelings on the Big and Puff relationship.
No, it'll never happen.
It'll never happen. No. That's what I'm saying. It's a fantasy. We'll never know what he actually thinks about that. But based on the way people talk now, and when you look at things from a different lens, and you're like, you hear the thing other people said, you're like, wow, is there a reason that Jay really felt like I need to look out? I need to do my part for my guy.
I don't think that far.
Neither did I till the second.
I think he was looking out for Big's kids. Not that no one else would, but I see what you're saying. But I don't think it goes that far.
He made a really concerted effort, though. Really concerted effort.
I mean, they make a lot
of money. Over and over and over again.
They make a lot of money
from those things.
Wait, let's talk Killer Mike real quick, man. What happened with the fucking getting dragged down handcuffs?
Apparently, there was like some sort of incident. Like, people started assuming, by the way, so fucked up, Sypha. You'll love this. In people's attempt to defend Killer Mike, they actually made a dumb assumption about him. People were like, yo, it's fucked up. If they had a warrant for him, they could have gotten him anytime all weekend. Right. He didn't have a warrant.
They do that, though.
Right.
LAPD does do that. They wait for these big award shows and games and grab up people. That is a thing.
Right. No, totally. But in this case, he doesn't have a warrant. He just apparently had an altercation of some sort.
He had an altercation backstage?
Let's see if I can get the thing from TMZ.
And the funny thing, you know what's funny? I had this one time I was doing this joke. This woman, I was doing a piece of crowd work, and this woman worked for PBS at the Comedy Cellar. And I go, oh, Killer Mike has a show on PBS. And Killer Mike is our friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's our boy. Mm-hmm. But if someone who doesn't know who that is, his name is Killer. Like,
right.
The word killer means very specific things to people who are not in hip hop.
Like killing.
He is killing it. They think rappers are just thugs anyway. His name is Killer.
Okay, Mike. It says here on TMZ, Killer Mike booked for battery on Citizen's Arrest.
Citizen's
video
arrest.
Shows security face off. TMZ has obtained the new video that sheds more light on the Killer Mike situation, including the fact that he's now being booked for battery on a citizen's arrest. This is after he allegedly got physical with a security guard at the venue while out in the rain.
I see what it is.
What does that mean? A citizen? Someone tried to pull
citizen's arrest. Even when like a security holds you until the cops come, that's a citizen's arrest.
Got it. So it's not
citizen's arrest is not an old lady going, I'm putting you under citizen's arrest.
That's what it sounds like.
It's like when security holds you like at the fucking Walmart and then the cops come, that's a citizen's arrest.
And what if you don't let them?
That's on you. That's different though. Like the cops are there at the Grammys. They didn't have to come from far. They're there outside.
There's a security guard standing in his way, and there's clearly a back and forth. Killer Mike is going to use those words. He's going to get those words in. Let me tell you about my guy, Mike.
The thing with that is like, he just won 3 Grammys. He's probably about to go do press. And it's like, yeah, no, they can't come through. He's like, bro, that's my wife. You know what I mean? It's one of them situations, you know?
Yeah.
That's my wife. What do you mean she can't come through? I'm holding the Grammys.
He's trying to get somewhere right now. It's, by the way, it's pouring rain in LA, right? It was pouring yesterday.
Shit.
So you know, LA already doesn't know how to act when it's pouring.
Yeah.
They think the world's ending every time. The umbrella's literally flipped inside out. And now he's getting walked off by the security. Either way, I texted with him last night. He was good. This was during the show. He was already good. Congrats to Killer Mike. Well, well deserved. Yo, I'm so glad. I'm so glad I turned this down, Syph. I was asked to be in this TMZ doc about Kanye.
Yeah.
And now I see the fucking advertising for it on TMZ. It's advertised every inch on TMZ.
Yeah.
It's called TMZ Investigates Kanye West, unhinged but unstoppable tonight on Fox. I'm like, yo, I made such a great choice.
Why? Why did you want to be on that?
I've done enough, bro. I've talked enough about Kanye. Yeah. I'm not making time to.
But Pete Rock would have loved it.
I know that's true. By the way, do you see what happened to Lisa Ann last night?
No, who's Lisa Ann?
The adult film star and sports fan and general lovely person. You never met Lisa.
Well, now you did Sarah Palin.
Yes, Lisa was Nailin Palin.
Okay, what happened?
So I just tried to get her to jump on the pod, but she went to see Matt Rafe last night.
at Rife.
Right. Rife and Rafe. It was Rife with Rafeness. And she was apparently arrested for trying to use her phone. Things went left.
Oh, shit. Where was that?
It looks like I'm going to try to pull the video real quick. Here we go. It was at Radio City.
Oh, he was at Radio. Oh, yeah, he did have like sold out Radio City. I didn't realize it was this week.
I did nothing wrong. I didn't touch my phone. I wanted to see Matt Rife because he's a friend of mine.
That's terrible.
Wow.
Ugh.
Yo, if someone flipped on me that bad for the phone thing, I totally get it. It's really good they found the tech for it. There's sometimes when boys that annoy. Well, I wish like we could have honor code. Don't you hate people? Like we can't just have honor code. People just can't be like, nah, I'm not gonna film.
Is that even about filming? Like she was probably on like this happens with Chappelle, right? There's different levels of I get all access. I can have my phone no matter what. Then right. There's people who like my people have a wristband to say they can go wherever I go. And my people, I could tell them not to lock up their phones. But most people, if you have the wristband, it means you can go everywhere, but your phone's still locked up.
Right.
So she's probably like an all access friend. She's probably in the crowd just checking her text messages. Security sees her. And they're like, you got to step out. You can't have your phone out.
Right. And then she's like, oh, I have a pass. I'm good.
But then if you pop off, then it just, you know, when you're going to pop off with the union guys at Radio City, you think they're going to fucking listen?
By the way, speaking of which, and I know I'm throwing this in at the end, this could have been the whole episode, but I'm going to throw this in at the end. I had a thing with someone who worked in my building this morning.
This morning?
Yeah, early.
Wait, didn't go, arguing about
didn't go Jules? Great. It was about Killer Mike. No, it was it was related to Rocky and a behavior occurring. Mm-hmm. And where that behavior occurred being a place where it's not supposed to occur.
Okay.
And the approach by this person who I already think generally does not fuck with me. So when this thing happens, I go, this motherfucker's going to come up and say something to me.
Yeah.
This is going to be the time. I know it. Because if anyone else was here, it'd be nothing. But he's going to, and he comes up and he's like, no disrespect. But he said no disrespect so many times that I only could take it as disrespect.
This guy's from where?
What do you say?
He's a New Yorker?
Yes.
Like a Dominican or some shit?
Yes. Confirmed. And I can laugh about it now because I talked to him later. But so I actually said in real life, I don't know if this makes me sound like an idiot, I said in real life, I was like, yo, bro, the amount of times you're saying no disrespect, this feels like disrespect. I just said that. I was like, this feels like disrespect. And he was like, what? No. And then it went left. And then I came back and I just thought about it. And I was like, I don't want to have, like, I'm a shareholder, right? That's how these buildings work, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no way this situation plays out if it were to turn into anything that goes good, but probably for him.
Yeah.
And I don't want any part of that considering I was the one doing something wrong initially.
Yeah.
So I just went down to him like an hour later. I was like, bro, it was early. I shouldn't have done that. I'm really sorry. Whatever thing we have, that you didn't say hi to me previously. Whatever we've had, I'm sorry. Let's be cool now. It's all good, my brother. And we made up and it was cool. But I was like,
now
I saw
buddies.
And I said to Natalie, I was like, this will be like every rap relationship I have. He's about to be our favorite guy in the building.
Yeah.
But I just was like, I could see where this goes, where they're like, oh, so did something happen? Let's
Well, it definitely happened with other people, not just you. So right. Once you make a complaint, then they're like, oh, yeah, he did this, he did that.
Exactly. And I don't want to be a part of that. Yeah. I can't do it. My white snowflake guilt could not survive such a thing.
All right.
We got to go, but we hope you guys will go to Patreon. The Patreon this week, a big, fun rap nerd episode inspired by the conversation about 90s parties and then starting from scratch, told Syfe he was an idiot. And then Mark Ronson, who was hot at the Grammys last night, he sent us a voice message in his polite half British accent going, Syfe, it's ridiculous what you're saying. I think it's gone.
Did you save it? Those things disappear?
I think it disappears.
Fuck.
I always try to save those. I don't know how to. Mark is like the most polite shit talker of all time. But he basically is like, Syph, what are you talking about? So now we have to have this conversation.
No, mine is here.
Oh, it is? Oh, play it. He won't care.
I understand what you're saying, but no, that's not an option. You cannot play records from the 80s at a 90s party. Because the whole point is that people are coming because they want to hear music from the 90s. It's a ridiculous concept.
I didn't listen to it the way I just listened to it right now, where it's like, he's probably like, yo, maybe I shouldn't be fucking with these guys. Yeah. It's a ridiculous concept. It's a ridiculous concept. Yeah.
He's honestly, you embarrassed him.
Okay, listen. Once you hear the Patreon, you'll understand my point, Mark Ronson. You'll understand.
No, you'll still think he's wrong. I guarantee
you. No, you understand how you listen to the Patreon. You'll get it.
Patreon.com/JuanEpisLife. We appreciate you all.
It's a ridiculous concept.
Syph, that's Meryl Streep's son-in-law.
Is he married to the girl? Almost.
You still don't understand the concept. Married. They're married.
They're married now.
They have a child. They're married. That's
something
right.
Streep.
Guess who the child? No, not something Streep necessarily.
Did it used to be Streep?
But guess who the child? Guess who the child's grandmother is?
Meryl Streep.
There you go. You figured it out.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings, you fuckers. Oh, fuck. Shit. Shout out to Cuban Mike. Okay. A Juan Epper for life. Juan Epper came through to my show in Boston. Guess how many people he came with?
Three.
Zero. By himself, like a true Juan Epp fan. And he told me to give you the message. You didn't answer his DM 3 years ago. He's very upset. Your situation with your life, your sitch, you know, he was going through something similar at the time, and you got him through it. Juan Epp got him through it. So,
wow.
Shout out to Cuban Mike from Boston.
Damn. Tell him to send another one, Cuban Mike. I'll find the message this time.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you just send it to my email, rosenbergbeats@gmail.com. I have a public email you can send it to.
Yeah. So he was a super cool dude, man. Juan Epp fans for life.
All right. That's awesome. Later, guys.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.